was staying on the cross. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for raising again and seated at the right hand, that the Son of Man is at the right hand of the Father, Lord, and that we are the Son of Men, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you that we have access to you unashamedly, with all boldness and outspokenness. We come before you, Lord, that the veil has been rent through Jesus' flesh, Lord, and that we now can have a new and better covenant, Lord. That we can come into your temple, Father. That we can come into your presence. And that we can fellowship with you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God is good. God is really good. How many of you got a little something out of today already? Me too. Me too. I saw something magnificent. I mean, that was just for the family that the Lord showed me it for. But I'm telling you, He is better than we can ever even estimate Him to be. He can minister to us in ways that we can't even know to ask for it. He's that good to us. He knows what we need before we do. He's good. Do you know He provides the blessing before it even comes into our heart to ask for it? That's how good He is. He's just ready. He's ready for us. He's ready for us to worship Him, to acknowledge Him, and to say what He says. Amen? God is good. All right. What shall we talk to now in the last few minutes that we have here today? What will we talk about? How many are here for the first time? Welcome. Welcome very much. We're glad to have you here. And this may not be the typical way that you're used to doing church, but it's our way. We believe that not only is God real and alive, but He's absolutely knowable. And that it's not that we just need to be good people so that God may or may not answer our prayers, but that we can get to know Him so well personally that there's no doubt we have the answer to our prayers. Amen? And it comes by the presence of God Himself. The time of learning about God is coming to an end. And the time of being with God is unfolding. And as we learn how to be with Him, the world will see it. Because the world is being bombarded with information and stimulus. They don't know what's true and what's not true. Their discerners are broken. Their pickers are broken. They don't even know what to ask for. That's a little bit too loud. It's ringing. So we are going to be the manifest presence of God. Can I say that? Yes. The manifest presence of God is going to be you. So that you'll be able to see God working through you in a miraculous way in other people's lives. This only comes by faith. It's the only way that it comes, by faith. And therefore, it comes by having a willing heart to spend time in the presence of God, that your faith can be increased, that you can believe it's possible for you to be that person. The devil has done a number on so many of us that we may say with our mouths that God loves us, but there's an unworthiness that resides that needs to be abolished inside of each one of us. It has no more place. It has no more right to be there. But it takes coming into the presence of God genuinely through your real relationship with Him that you can believe that you're the person He's operating through, with confidence and boldness. And I don't mean by getting all lathered up, shouting out scriptures unless getting lathered up and shouting out scriptures is actually a real relationship between you and God. It's not you trying to get something from God. Okay? If you need to be quiet and sit down with your Bible and get a verse and let it soak into you until it becomes who you are, that you can really see that this is me, that I'm included in this, and I'm not just waiting for someday to come to heaven, that heaven is alive inside of me today, that I start living as I'm in heaven now, and that slowly and surely the things of this world lose their attention, lose our attention towards them, lose their grip, lose their strength, lose their value, because the reality that you are spirit and you are eternal and the Holy Spirit dwells with you, in you. And as we build that inertia, that volume of the presence of God inside of us, and the more that we build it, the stronger it gets, the more dense and harder he gets, to where it takes more and more space, substance inside of us. And Christ is now not only in us, but he's being formed inside of you and me, to where our reality becomes his reality. Not the reality of regular men and women on the earth. We become a new thing, a new kind of a person who walks on the earth, but our life comes from God. Are you with me? That's why we encourage you to sing with the Lord, be in his presence, to pray with the Lord, to worship with the Lord, and with each other, with open arms and open hearts, that we can join together as one. And as we build that momentum together, your faith overshadows my faith overshadows her faith overshadows another's faith, and our faith increases as the awareness and the person of God is more and more real around us. Amen? The world doesn't have that, not even in the smallest amount. So that's why you need to be so settled in it that it's not something you're mustering up, but your reality. So when you go into the world, you are not affected by the world. You affect the world. Okay? Because the world is in darkness. But you're not in darkness. You're light. You were once darkness, but now you're light. So now you let your light shine. Don't hide it under a basket. Don't put a shade over it. You shine. You shine brightly, but not by trying to muster it up. Because when you muster it up, it says you don't have the power in you yet. So you're trying to muster it up. What you need to do is let the revelation sink down inside of you, that you are the light, that the Spirit of God is in you, that you are completely forgiven and set free, that you've been made an entirely new creature, that you are the person of God that can change the world, even if it's just your little world that you have to do with. Wherever your body goes, you bring the kingdom of God with you. And to where your mind is so renewed, your heart is so in communion with the Lord, that when you speak, it's the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit speaking out of you. That his words and your words are one, because his spirit and your spirit are one. They can't see the Holy Spirit. He's invisible, but you're not. You're not. You're the one the world's going to see. And you bring the Holy Spirit with you. Amen? Amen. Man, that's good. All right, that's good, huh? God is good to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I got to at least give you one scripture out of the Bible, huh? Don't want nobody saying, well, that Bible, that church don't even use a Bible. Hallelujah. All right. Where's my blue paper at? All right. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10. So, you know, everything I just told you is in the Bible. Everything I just told you is in the Bible. We're going to Hebrews 10. But I want to let you know that in Ephesians chapter 5, I'm going to read this verse to you while you're on your way to Hebrews 10. 5:8, for those of you that are visiting. It says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." When you're light, there's no more darkness. I just want to let you know that. It's not a fight. If this room had no windows or lights in it, it would be dark, right? If we turned on a light, then there'd be light, right? Where'd the darkness go? Where'd it go? If it fled, where'd it go to? It didn't go anywhere. It was overcome by the light. It was overcome by the light. So let me know, tell you this. No matter what you're struggling with, if it has a name, it was overcome by the cross of Christ. No, I don't. If it has a name, if you can speak what it is, it was overcome by the cross of Christ. And you are now light. Walk as children of light. Let that sink down inside of us, that that's who we are as people. Amen. Did I tell you Hebrews chapter 10? I'm going to give you a little background, and then we're going to start in verse 19 and read through a few verses. So in Hebrews chapter 10, they're talking about Jesus being the eternal sacrifice. Okay? That by His eternal Spirit, He paid for all sin once and for all. All sin is dealt with. Even if you haven't done it yet, it's been dealt with. He took the whole lump because the Lamb was slain before the foundations of the world, Ephesians chapter 1 says, okay? So before the foundations of the world, Jesus died. He just carried it out through the story of history, okay? He performed what was finished before. It's like if I told you, come up here and I'll give you $20, okay? I've already said in my heart I'm giving you the $20. You've got to do the journey of walking up here to receive it, okay? So God already decided before He even created us that He was going to bring us to Himself, okay, through the work of Jesus Christ. So it was planned before you and I even became people on the planet. We're just walking it out is all there is to it right now. So when Jesus paid the price for all sin, no longer do we now deal with God on a natural level. We deal with Him on a spiritual level, okay? So now we need to come by the Spirit to God. Those who worship Him must worship Him in what? Spirit and in truth. That means from your spirit, genuinely. Genuinely. So now we're talking about coming into this presence of God in a new and living way. Let's start in verse 19. "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He consecrated for us through the veil that is His flesh." 21. "And having a high priest over the house of God." 22. "You and I now, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. You and I are commanded, lovingly so, by God to do this very thing we're doing right now. We're assembling ourselves together in love, coming into the presence of God so that we can live a new and living way by being in the secure fellowship of God with confidence and boldness, that we are no longer looked at by God according to our flesh, no longer according to our past deeds, no longer according to our sinful works. But now we, with Him, have to recognize who we are in the Spirit and then go for it in a relationship with Him. And as we do, the world will be absolutely transformed around us. Amen? Amen. I love you guys. I've got 2 minutes. I want to be done in 11:30 today. So let me ask you this. Is there anyone in here that's not sure you're actually born again? You're not positive that God's Spirit is in you and that you have a new life. The life of God Himself is awake inside of you. Is there anyone here that doesn't actually know that God is your new Father? That God's raising you as a spiritual son or daughter in His likeness and His image? Is there anyone in here that doesn't know that yet? Okay. Then there's the baptism in the Holy Spirit. As we were here today, we sing in the Spirit, we pray in the Spirit, we speak in the Spirit, which means in a language that's not understood by regular people. That's the power of the Holy Spirit operating in us. He gives us a heavenly language. And by that heavenly language, when we pray in that heavenly language, it builds up our invisible person, our spirit man or woman, that we can now manifest the things of God that Jesus did, we'll be able to do also in this world. Is there any of you that don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and would like the baptism in the Holy Spirit? Come on up here then. Come on up here. You see, being born again puts Jesus in us. You can just stand right up here, wherever you're comfortable. But getting baptized in the Holy Spirit lets Jesus come out of us. Let the works that He did that we can do also, amen? And lets it be real for us, amen? So if a couple of you that feel led by God, if you'll come up here and stand behind these ladies. A couple of you that are led by God. A couple of you that are led by God. A couple of you that are led by God. The rest of you, if you pray in your heavenly language, I'd like you to pray in heavenly language loud and boldly so that everybody's going, man, that person's praying loud. Oh, I wish they wouldn't pray so loud. That's what I want to happen. So start praying now in Jesus' name. For both of you, I want to let you know that this is a gift of God, okay? It's not some weird and spooky thing. That Jesus wants to give you His Holy Spirit. And Jesus wants to baptize you in His Holy Spirit. So all you need to do is say, Jesus, baptize me in your Holy Spirit.
Baptize me in your Holy Spirit.
I want everything that you have for me.
I want everything that you have for me.
I give you my whole life.
I give you my whole life.
I want to glorify you.
I want to glorify you.
Fully.
Fully.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
I receive now.
I receive now.
Amen.
Amen.
So now I'm going to start praying in my heavenly language. I want you to raise your hands up. And I want you to just receive the Lord. Just receive His Spirit. Like water pouring over you. Raise your hands and just receive it. And be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be filled with the Spirit of God. And as the Spirit's filling you, pouring himself out over you. Just receive him. Just thank him. Just receive it as he pours himself out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now just start saying thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to start praying in tongues now. You hear them praying behind you? Yes. We're going to pray the way the congregation. Let's all do that. Let's just pray like that. No more English. Just lambarina namakanda rababakunda rabakai. Ina namasonda rabakoshan baramanamasanda rakita rabaki. Ina namasamba rabakoshan baramanamakoshan barabushan barabakanda rakarabatamba ramanamakanda raki. Lambarumba namakunda rabanamakanda rabakai. Shanda ramanamakoshan baramanaki. Ila barabakoshan. Glory to God. Lina namasanda ramanamakoshan bar. That's it. That's the Holy Spirit, ladies. Lishon Jotarina Namakanda Ramanamakusam Baba Kanda Ramanamakanda Rakana Manakita Raka. Oh Jesus, we love you. Lamba Rumba Baba Kusham Baramanamakanda Raki. Ina Namasondo Romanamakusham Baramanamakanda Rakina Masonda Rabakin. Ilemborumbonamakusham Baramanaka. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Let's give Jesus a hand clap. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to encourage you. Wherever you go, God is. Just be with him wherever you go. Speak faith. No matter what you see out of your eyes, no matter what you hear out of your ears, no matter what you feel when you enter places, you be the one that changes the atmosphere. You be the one. Amen? I love you guys. Have a blessed day.